Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and Title 42 has just ended a minute ago. That was the COVID-related Trump-era rule that made it easier to keep asylum-seeking migrants out of the U.S. The last few days have seen thousands of migrants entering at key border points.
I'm standing along a windswept and dusty section of the border wall in El Paso. There's one spot where migrants who have managed to make their way to the northern side have been turning themselves in to Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol chief told me that he is aware of 60,000 migrants on the other side of the border in northern Mexico, but he says that they are prepared for whatever decision those migrants might make.
Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez, and this late development, a federal judge in Florida has put a temporary block on Biden administration plans to release more migrants when the Border Patrol holding stations are full. Along with the border rule change, the nation's COVID public health emergency also ending, affecting government-subsidized tests and treatments in months to come.
For months, authorities have been preparing for the expiration of the COVID public health emergency. That officially ends authorities that allowed the CDC to closely track some COVID metrics, as well as requirements for insurance companies to cover at-home COVID tests. Vaccines and treatments remain free for now, thanks to purchases last year by the government, but are also expected to go to the private market later this year. Other changes have also been timed to coincide with the end of the emergency or are already underway. Those include vaccination requirements, boosted food stamp benefits, and keeping people on Medicaid rolls.
CBS's Alexander Tin. The Manhattan District Attorney announces second-degree manslaughter charges against that subway passenger whose chokehold resulted in the death of a homeless man that some passengers say was acting aggressively. His death has become a major political cause in New York.
Now, it is welcome news for Jordan Neely supporters and New Yorkers who wanted to see an arrest in the case. Jordan Neely's death was ruled a homicide last week, and since, Jordan Neely supporters, including some city leaders, have been protesting, saying they wanted charges to be brought against Daniel Penny, the Marine veteran who was seen on video putting Neely in a chokehold on an F train that ultimately led to his death.
WCBS-TV's Jennifer Bizrum. A scheduled Friday meeting between the president and congressional leaders about the upcoming U.S. debt payment deadline off till next week. Negotiations do continue.
In this Congress, there seem to be exceptions to every rule and an unpredictability which makes not only the future of these talks by staff unpredictable, but it also raises that economic uncertainty that can ding the economy just by getting near the debt ceiling deadline.
Scott McFarlane of CBS.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Great, it's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party bookings.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm gonna need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Adams County will hold a special Solid Waste Committee meeting on Friday, May 12th, from 2 to 4 at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. They will discuss the bid submitted for the Cell 6 construction project and decide what action will be taken. The premiere of the 2023 Celebrate Red Art exhibit is tonight at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. You can meet the artists this evening from 5:30 to 7:30 and view cranberry-related art plus other interesting subjects inspired by the color red. There's no admission fee to the event tonight at 2651 8th Street South. The Republican Party of Wood County is hosting a membership drive for young folks. It's at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids on May 22nd, starting at 5:30 p.m. The representative from UWSP Young Republicans will be there, as well as Representative Scott Krug. They will have refreshments available. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Overnight, under overcast skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 74. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Lions Clubs and our surrounding area come together to donate annually to a district project. This year, the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses were selected to choose a local project to receive the group donation. They selected the Wood County Critical Incident Stress Management Team. Clubs from Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rudolph, and the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses donated a total of $1,800 for the CISM team. This team supports the first responders within Wood County. They provide much-needed support following stressful responses to critical incidents within our county. Hobby Lobby may soon be opening in Stevens Point. The Stevens Point Journal reports the former Cops building on US 10 will be converted into a Hobby Lobby store. The crafting and art supply store plans to open in January of 2024. There will likely be a second tenant in the other part of the building, but no business has yet been named. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Overnight, under overcast skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 74. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.